Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, good morning.
And we're also joined by John Peters. Hey, John, pull up your stool. How you doing today?
Good. How we doing, fellas?
We're doing pretty good. Football season's getting ready to kick off, guys. Are you excited?
Yeah, absolutely. I am. It's been a long, hot summer, and it doesn't feel like football, but it's nevertheless, it's on today. So
yeah, I'm excited about number 11, Carson Wentz, the start of the new Eagles season. I got rid of that bum Chip Kelly. I got my football team back, and I can't wait. Last 3 years, I watch every game, I watch every snap, but it hasn't felt like my Eagles. I got my team back now, and I'm happy. Now, your team, Dan, half the team's on the suspension or injury list for you.
Yeah, we're going to start a little undermanned, but that's okay. Yeah, I figure even we can go 500 with the kid in there, we'll be fine. We'll be a contender for the Super Bowl again.
Yeah, well, you got to slowly, you got to hope. The big knock is Gronk. What the heck happened with that? I mean, that came out of nowhere around here. All of a sudden, they're saying he's not playing.
Yeah, they kind of snuck up on us. I'm not sure what's going on there, but we'll see what happens. With Belichick, you got a better chance of winning the Mega Bucks and getting any, real information out of that.
He's an old rock, man. He ain't getting nothing out of that boulder. Yep. But they announced today that he's definitely out, and he'll probably be out the next 2 to 3 weeks, Gronk. Maybe he's just in protest sitting with Tom Brady for the next few weeks.
Yeah, he figures he probably won't get thrown many balls with Garoppolo in there. So, maybe that's it. He's just waiting for Tom to get back.
And then you got the Buccaneers down there, John, with Jameis Winston and Mike Evans. They look like they're going to be pretty formidable this year.
Yeah. We had a really good offense last year, which is strange.
Which is strange for you?
For a Buccaneers team, because for Winston, Mike Evans, and Doug Martin, they really have that offense cranking. So.
Yeah, you got to hope Doug has another good year. He seems to have a good year, a bad year, a good year. This would be a bad year now.
So hopefully he skips his trend. I've got him on my fantasy football team, too, so hopefully he has a good year. So
hopefully he skips his trend. Yeah, and sorry about that, guys, especially our buddy Aaron with the fantasy league. With everything going on, I had the Mickey dudes we thought were going to do it with us, and then that ended up not working out. I think Pat chickened out, that's all I'm saying.
So. Yeah.
But no, and then today they're going to, all the NFL teams are going to commemorate 9/11, and our hearts and our thoughts and prayers and our hearts go out to everybody that had anything to do or any suffering with that. God bless you guys. I mean, I can't believe it's been 15 years. Can you?
Yeah, time flies. I can't either. I was, on Facebook earlier and just looking at a lot of the posts and the pictures and, recollections from back at that day. And, we'll probably talk about it later in the show, too. But, those of us who go to Disney World and how different it was down there, kind of a microcosm of what was happening across the country at that time. And, it doesn't seem like 15 years, but time marches on.
Yeah, I've said it multiple times on the show. I was there. That's where I was when it happened. It was in Disney's Port Orleans Riverside. I was over in the Alligator Bayou side, and I seen the first plane fly in. And then I remember Matt Lauer saying it was one of those little Piper Cubs or like the small single, the prop engine ones. He thought it was one of them, like that threw the signs along the beach, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That got, and then hit it. And then next thing you know, here come the second one, and you could just see all the blood run out of his and Katie Couric's face. I mean, it was just like my wife was standing there, my father came through the, as we had adjoining rooms. He's beating on the door. My mother-in-law led him in, and it was just, I could just see it like time stood. I could see it perfectly, vividly in my mind right now. It was one of the scariest. I just can't imagine being in that tower. God forbid. And our police and officers, our firemen who went into that tower, you know, say what you want. Yeah, I know everybody has this or that to say, but the bravery that it took for our firemen and police to go in those buildings, everybody should pay respect today. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. You know, regardless of your political affiliation or what your beliefs are, I mean, those brave people that, you know, died for us and tried to save our fellow countrymen, you know, nothing should get in the way of showing those folks nothing but respect.
I mean, the amount, I mean, I just couldn't imagine what it took to bend that steel. I mean, holy moly. God bless them. I mean, and again, I can't believe it's been 15 years. I mean, I just can't believe it. I mean, we're old men, guys. We are those two old guys sitting up in the balcony, aren't we, Dan?
Yeah, it's scary sometimes when you sit back and reflect on all that stuff and stuff like that kind of, you know, earmarks in your life that, you know, commemorate certain things. And yeah, the older you get, the quicker it goes. I always heard that, and the older I get, I'm seeing that is true.
No, so I mean, again, God bless everybody that was, and all the families. And I couldn't imagine thinking about your parents or your loved ones or your children or anybody that's been in them towers, or the 911 responders who helped out, you know, with all their families. You know, God bless you guys. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Kudos. Yep. Ditto.
Exactly.
So, on the flip side, we got a show to do, and we make jokes and fun. It was 98 degrees here yesterday, guys. 98 degrees. I mean, I was melting. I was like, "And where's Disney World?" I'm like, "This isn't supposed to be the Black Horse Pike. It's supposed to be I-4. I'm supposed to be able to get on I-4 and go get gelato if it's 98 degrees here." And I looked at my property tax bill. I did not move to Florida.
No, I'm sorry, it wasn't 98 degrees here yesterday. It was 90, so, you know, I mean, it's a little too warm for us.
You could have took a ride to the coast there and got you a Dole Whip.
Yeah, I could have. I had family over though last night. We played we had game night last night. You guys ever do that with your family?
Yeah, once in a great while.
Yeah, I had my brother and sister-in-law's over. We ate bad last night, and I paid for it. We ordered out hoagie platters, and we had stromboli, but we had spinach stromboli, so it was kind of good. And we had another one, ham and cheese, for my godson, Jimmy. But we played Trivial Pursuit, and we had a good time. The wives, they get a little upset after the first couple hours because it was a four-hour game. Me and my brother-in-law geek out over it. But the other four, they kind of get – the attention span starts to wane like a couple hours into the game. You know, but my brother-in-law ended up taking me down. We were both in the center. We both were trying to answer the final question, and he beat me last night. My three-time defending championship fell.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, kind of broke my heart last night. I didn't sleep well over it.
Do you remember the final question?
What his was?
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Okay.
It was late. It was around midnight. It was around midnight last night. It was he answered a pretty good one, too. But we had a good time. It's fun to do that. You know, every once in a while, we have a Disney edition too. That's pretty cool. It's a Disney film one that we play once in a while. They think it's jaded towards me, so they don't like to play that one too much.
No, that would be a fun one for us three to get together and play. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we should do a show. We'll do it live. We'll each get a game and somehow figure out how we can play it. You know, from our remote locations.
Oh, absolutely. We could do that. We could. Because they have the cards, and it's pretty cool. They have the parks. There's park questions and everything else in there, but they don't like playing that one with me. It's kind of like I get every pie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you do get a lot wrong. I mean, I'm not saying I'm smart. There's a lot of guys out there with the Disney, especially with the movies, that'll totally kick my butt. And a lot of the history. I know a lot of it, but, you know, like Lou Mangiello wouldn't even be fair. You know,
right.
He'd probably rewrite the game. Him and Jim Corcus would probably tell them what they did wrong.
Yeah, or, you know, there'd be some technicality that, no, that isn't actually right. You know, I'm contesting this answer.
Absolutely. So, John, your Florida Gators did pretty good yesterday.
Yep, 30 years in a row. Sooner or later, them Kentucky Wildcats are going to get us, but no, not this year. 30 years in a row. So,
wow.
Sweet game. And yeah, Navy and the Gators won, and Navy won in the last couple of seconds. Connecticut totally screwed up. So, yeah, I'm a happy guy with my college teams yesterday. So,
yeah, now we hope all three of our teams win. So let's get into some news, Denny. We got some Disney news. We had fun the other night with Bob. We recorded a food and wine show that'll be coming out next week. So I'm excited about, you know, putting that up and listening to it again because we had such amazing info on food and wine.
Yeah, it was a good show. We had a good time, and listeners will hear that, like you said, later in the week. But back to the back to our normal weekly news show here. So. Yeah, not a lot of news this week, but we'll cover what's here and have some good information for you guys. So they're going to have a holiday brunch, or the holiday brunch is going to be returning to 19 Park Fair at Peas and Carrots' favorite resort. let's see here. The prefix meal cost will be $37 for adults and $22 for children ages 3 to 9, and is on the Disney Dining Plan. And this is going to run November 20 to 26, 12:45 to 12:10 p.m., and then December 18th to January 1st. Same thing, 12:45 to 2:10 p.m. That's a little different. The menu will include an all-you-care-to-enjoy brunch buffet with custom-made omelets, carved meat stations, Mickey waffles, and more. Characters from Winnie the Pooh and Alice in Wonderland will be meeting guests as part of the experience. You can make reservations now at 407-WDW-DINE. What do you guys think about this?
I wouldn't mind going over to it. I mean, 1900 Park Fair is a good restaurant. I think it adds... I like the idea that it gets people out of the park and maybe takes them over to see the resorts if you're not staying there.
Yeah, yeah, your wife would like this, Winnie the Pooh, right? Except for the Crystal Palace, this is now a second location where you can see some of those characters.
Yeah, Winnie's always cool. I mean, with me, with the buffet, it's usually not the best, but, you know, we're not going to go crazy over it. But I like it that it gives, especially with me booking trips and stuff, it gives another option if they can't get into the Crystal Palace to get them over here for brunch and get to see if they want to see Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, and I'm got to assume they're going to be in some sort of holiday, garb. So, you know, photo ops should be good if that's something you're into.
John, you're going to be there soon at the Grand Floridian, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little out of place, but yes, I will. But actually, I think for breakfast we'll be heading back over to Kona Cafe and getting that some mowing again. So.
Oh, the wife is already being told where she's eating breakfast before you even get there, huh, John?
Or that well, that press idea? Pot of coffee, I think I might have liked that press pot of coffee more, just about as much as some of the beers I get at Epcot. So I'm,
that's saying something.
It is.
To call him mug solo or something.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the beauty of staying at, you know, one of those hotels, obviously on the monorail loop. I mean, even though you're going to a different resort, I mean, literally, how convenient is it to just hop on the monorail and just take a little, you know, ride around the loop there and over to the Poly. That's easy peasy, as they say.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I love that whole... I don't believe absolutely that more people don't use that loop more when they're at the Magic Kingdom. I mean, I know we complain about the restaurants there, but it's like... You have every one of those resorts are considered a restaurant to me at the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. I mean, we've covered this before. I mean, we more often than not will eat at one of the Resort Loop restaurants rather than eat in the Magic Kingdom. If only, you know, even if the food wasn't better, just to get out of there for a little bit and get away from the masses and get into some nice air conditioning and away from, like I said, the crowds for a while. It's worth it for, you know, that couple of hours, get a little rejuvenated and then head back in and tackle the Magic Kingdom. I mean, that's the way to do it.
Go ahead, Johnny, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, especially the Contemporary, because you wouldn't even have to jump on the monorail for that one. You can just walk over there.
Walk the trail.
Yeah, so.
That's how we, you know, go back and forth a lot. We go to the Weave and walk back and forth to the park, but that's the beauty of those resorts. And like you said, then with the crowds, it's so nice to go over and, like I say, spread your wings a little bit and get out of the. It just seems you can relax a little bit at lunchtime. Just get away from everybody, because even if the restaurant's crowded, the resort's wide open. You can walk outside the resort after you eat and get a little, you know, stretch your legs a little bit, and go sit and look at the water or relax somewhere along at one of those resorts, check them out, and then go back to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, and I mean, it's one of those things, and I always do this. I take it for granted. I mean, you know, it's going to take somebody, you know, probably two or three visits to get to the point where they're comfortable doing something like
that. Exactly, because you're afraid to hop on there because you're not sure if you can get back. Or
you don't understand how easy it is, you know. With those of us that have been there dozens of times, it's like riding a bicycle now. It's, you know, it's just a natural reflex. You don't even think twice about it. But if I think back to how I felt, how overwhelmed I was my first trip there, I would never have considered that. I might not even have realized that it could do that, or I didn't realize there were two separate monorails, or, you know, where it went, or, you know, any of that stuff. So, and for any new listeners out there, you know, definitely a good tip here. You know, Doug said it right. Consider those three resorts that are on that loop, an extension of the Magic Kingdom for, you know, restaurants and amenities for sure.
Yeah, because I try to get them a lot of times to head over and do the breakfasts at the different resorts and enjoy it, and this way you can check the resort out, so maybe next time you might want to stay there. It gives you perspective of what all the different resorts are. I love the resort hopping. I like that as much as the park hopping, in my opinion. And I'm so excited that they have, for like you, Den, I mean, because you don't take your car all the time, I think it's incredible now that they have the buses that'll take you right to Disney Springs.
Yeah, that makes it even more convenient and able to, you know, negotiate the whole Walt Disney World resort without having a car. It's easier now. And again, I want to second your comments there. I mean, like I say with food and wine, that I don't need to do attractions to be happy. I mean, I really enjoy going around to the different resorts. And there's times now that I've been so many times, I have friends down there, whether it's Bob or, you know, even John. We'll probably see him on our next trip. And, you know, knowing people there and that might be staying on property, I like going to visit them at their resort, like Bob and Mary when they were at, you know, Coronado. I went over there a couple of nights when I was down, you know, and I get to use the amenities at Coronado Springs, even though I was staying at Saratoga Springs. So, you know, it's neat to be able to do that and, you know, maybe, you know, have a drink at the bar or, you know, do some shopping at their, you know, resort store, all those things that, you know, once you're at Walt Disney World, all that stuff, unlike other places in the country where they want to pay you a cover, want to charge you a cover charge or something, Disney kind of invites you to, you know, look around and go to different places because of what you said, Doug, so that you might get the bug and book another trip or, you know, maybe next time stay there. So definitely take advantage of, you know, looking to see what's at these other resorts. And there's a lot to do there.
Oh, absolutely. The thing is, like you said, Dana, I'm sure John agrees with this too, especially him because he's there so much. Just being on the property is what makes me happy. It isn't about the parks anymore. I love the parks. If we go, we go. We don't. But when I'm at all the resorts, just seeing the, like with me, the construction in the industry and loving architecture the way I do, I'm just as happy roaming from the boardwalk to the Yacht and Beach Club, going in all the stores. I geek out about looking at the way they build each and every hotel and restaurant and the design and the theme. And so it doesn't matter to me if I'm looking at the Rose and Crown or at the United Kingdom, looking at that at World Showcase, or if I'm roaming through the Contemporary or roaming through the Yacht Club, the Beach Club, the Saratoga Springs. I like looking at all the architecture. I'm just that feeling I get when I'm on Disney property. The thing now is, at our age, I'm just happy being there and looking at and exploring the property. So it don't matter where I'm exploring. I could be in the parking garage at Disney Springs, and I'm happy at this point. And do you agree with me, John?
Yeah, actually, you probably saw the tweet earlier this week. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I had to stop at Disney before I headed over to Sarasota for a couple of deliveries. And just even driving on the stupid property to makes me happy, in a better mood, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I just had to drop a pallet off at Hilton Bonnet Creek. But still, get on there and see the buses go into the places and pass the Swan and the Dolphin Resort, see the Hollywood Tower of Terror. You know, that makes you happy. So
absolutely. I could spend literally, like, Disney Springs, our next trip. I could spend 3-4 days there just exploring every single building, every nook and cranny. I'd be happy. I'd stand in the new bus stop for 10, 15, 20 minutes just looking at the way they built it and just be happy to see it.
Yeah,
and I think, that's how I geek out.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of like we always say, we call it the bubble. To me, when you're inside of the confines of the purple signs, it's all good. Whether you're at the car rental place, at the Hess, oh, no, not Hess.
No, I was thinking the Hess station, too. Yeah, it's the new Speedway.
Speedway, yeah.
Well, wherever it is, I mean, it to me, it just it has a special feeling, and I don't make a distinction, just like you, Doug. Whether I'm pumping gas at that Speedway or I'm at the mini golf place or, you know, in a theme park, to me, it's all Disney, and yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, because we do the rides now, but it isn't about them anymore. I have, like, we talk about we're going to do the show with our top five Qs and all with John, and the thing of it is I'm just as happy when I'm in line now as when I'm on the rides. It isn't about, like, I love Seven Dwarfs. I love all of it. But, like I talked about, and I swear to goodness, I had more fun when we did Seven Dwarfs the first time with Brenda when I got on at, like, 11 at night, was we were extra magic hours, dark. And just standing in line looking at our pictures of the day and looking at the ropes, the way the line was, and looking at the basket and the crates and the fans, even the fans, the way they designed the fans to look like the fit in with the mine train, the same they do with Kilimanjaro Safari. Don't you feel like you're a safari outpost when you're in there, the way the fans and all are set up?
Oh yeah.
They look like they're designed. The fans are even sit into the architecture, if you follow me. I'm into all. I'm just happy to be there with my family. I'm not the guy behind you pushing you to get through the line.
Yeah, I agree. I know, John, you mentioned in the past you've met up with, some Facebook Disney friends and stuff. I mean, you guys must enjoy doing that, like maybe meeting face-to-face people that you might have corresponded with through Twitter, Facebook, or what have you. I mean, I know I find that fun to meet up with people that I know through Disney. Do you?
Yeah, it was a blast. The first time, I think the first person I met was Bob out there, and it takes you a minute because, you know, you're used to corresponding with people over Twitter or text message and stuff. So once you realize that you're both there for the reason of going to Disney, you'll find stuff to talk about. So it's really nice to put a face to either the voice or the actual text messages and stuff like that.
So. Well, I don't think it's ever hard for Bob to find something to talk about. So. Come on now. No. Bob, I think Bob is a good competitor for me. I think he could take me out mouth to mouth. I'm just saying.
I don't know. Do you think all three of us would get out there together and just kind of look at each other and go,
No, I don't think so.
No, it wouldn't be a chance. The first thing I'd do is hug you both.
Yeah,
you're my buddies.
I mean, I told the story before, but it kind of blew me away, blew my mind when I thought about it. Like the first time I met Bob and Mary, we were texting. I was, I think, at Saratoga Springs, and they were over at Coronado, and we decided we were going to meet up at Epcot. So, you know, we were texting as we both made our way. You know, they were driving, and I was taking the bus or whatever. But we pinned it down to, you know, I'll meet you on a bench across from the Mexico, the pyramid there or whatever it's called. And, to finally just kind of meet up with them, two strangers to me, at least visually strangers, you know, it was weird, like John was saying, you know, but as weird as that was, like 10 minutes after we met, you know, face to face, it was like we had hung out for, you know, the last 20 years, because obviously we knew what our likes and dislikes were and, you know, blah, 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 and it just took off from there. But it is kind of a mind-blowing thing when you have this common love of Disney, that kind of, you know, you get over the awkwardness of it real quick because you're both big Disney fans and, the friendship goes on from there. So it's all good.
Yeah, you've had a great time.
Absolutely. Looking forward to more great times ahead, too.
Well, let's talk the next story to clairvoyance of this show again.
Oh, let's see here. Yes, yeah, so the Halloween decorations. Well, let's see.
That's not the one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Hype balloons test spotted at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. Let's see what this is all about. More balloon. The height test balloons are continuing to get plenty of use at Walt Disney World. This time over at Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort. There was one of the members here of the site spotted earlier today, sometime last week, appearing to be within the limits of the perimeter bus loop and near the Barbados buildings. And they got
Trinidad and Barbados.
Yeah. Height test balloons are typically used by planners to determine how new construction will impact the sight lines from existing areas. Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort has been strongly tipped to be the home to a future Disney Vacation Club project, although nothing has been confirmed or announced at this time. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, how many times have we said on the show they need to do, when are they going to do a DVC for moderate resorts? And it looks like it's coming because they ran out of deluxe, and now they have to do moderate. I could even, wouldn't it even be cool if maybe they did like a pop style for value for families too?
Yeah, I was just going to say, Doug, I'm going to make a prediction. Even though it may be built on the grounds or adjacent to a moderate resort, I guarantee you the pricing won't be moderate.
Probably won't be either, so.
But exactly. Wouldn't it be cool, though, and I'm probably not going to get it because I plan on, you know, again, we're going to be moving down there sooner than later. The point of it is, wouldn't it be nice if they did a moderate and a value and maybe it was less points for you guys if you just wanted to use your points to stay at Pop-style hotel for a couple weeks instead of using at the Boardwalk or Yacht and Beach Club?
Yeah, I mean, it would, but, you know, right on the outset, the fact that the, you know, the DVC units or whatever you want to call them, typically they have more amenities in them than a typical hotel room. So that in itself is going to drive the price up. But I get what you're saying. I mean, if it's different than, you know, a studio at the Grand Floridian versus one at this new Caribbean Beach, whatever it's called, you know, if it was 20 points a night
Yacht and Beach Club, we'll say.
Yeah, we'll say that one. You know, yeah, I know what you're saying. If it was, you know, 15 or 12 or whatever, and, you know, maybe it isn't a huge savings, but still less than that.
It's steady all week like it is Sunday through Thursday for you guys. It's what usually, like, say 11 points for a studio Sunday for Thursday, and then it's 20-something for Friday and Saturday. So if maybe you guys could get something for 8 or 10 points a night just to stay – you might go stay at Pop through the weekend or break your trip up, do a split stay. Stay at Pop or a moderate for 3 or 4 days and then end the trip over at the Yacht Beach Club for a couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do that. I just, based
they probably
on that
won't,
track, exactly.
But,
that's
but
what
we're hoping. You know, maybe they're trying to get, I mean, face it, not everybody can afford DVC. Maybe they're trying to open up a different demographic.
Well,
you know, maybe they're looking at families because they hear so many people. What does most people say when they go to Disney World? And I hear it all the time, even when I'm booking trips. We don't stay in the room hardly at all anyway.
Right.
So maybe they're hearing this, so maybe they're looking to build a couple of resorts that aren't going to have all the microwaves and the stuff like that. They're just going to be a standard hotel room. Because basically all your hotel rooms, I remember when we first started staying there, half of them didn't even have a refrigerator. I used to have to keep my cooler in the corner and go to the ice machine every night.
I mean, I don't see that happening, but I know what you're saying and that they could build them so that they require less points. But, I mean, to keep it all the same with the laundry and all the rules and everything, I got to believe they're going to keep the same amenities in them. But maybe they can build them in such a way that, you know, it doesn't cost them as much. Therefore, the point value wouldn't be as much.
Yeah, they could just make them standard hotel rooms. Yeah. You don't get the little sit-in kitchen area or the area where you have the wet bar and the microwave. You know what I'm saying, that little cooking area. You don't get that.
Yeah. Did you find a wet bar? I haven't found a wet bar in mine yet. But
Well, they usually have, a lot of them have the little sink there. Some of them have the
sink. Yeah, even the studios, they do. They have
the
little
sink.
You get
a little
poster,
sink.
You get a coffee
kitchenette.
Maker. You got a bunch of stuff. And that.
Considered a wet bar around here, John. Don't hold me. It's a little bar area that has a sink in it. It's considered a wet bar just because it don't have alcohol, John.
Yeah,
don't
I was looking
criticize
at,
me.
I thought you meant there was some alcohol. Now,
vodka does not pour out of the sink. I'm just the way it is.
I hope you're right, and you know, we'll see what happens if this is even a DVC resort. I mean, at this point, this is all just rumor, but it's cool to talk about, and it's something that. we've been talking about for a couple of years now that, you know, they should do something in, with the moderates or maybe not the values, but certainly the moderates. And, you know, if this one's successful, if they do it, I mean, you know, who knows? You might see one at some of the other moderates. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to think land-wise. Can they squeeze one in over Dixie at Riverside or...
Yeah, I think they could. There's enough empty
on the
area
other side.
Yeah,
out towards
the end of
yeah.
And how incredibly popular would that place be?
Yeah. It would be awesome. But even I'd be even happy with if they built another moderate resort, because right now, guys, me and Brenda are, you know, we're still there's two other jobs that are starting. I just got the phone call the other day for us, the casino job and the another job at a college that I'm going to be going back out to. And the thing of it is I don't know what we're off or what we're doing. We're trying to get down with you guys for this fall trip. But the thing of it is I can't even find rooms right now through my through my travel agent thing to even book, because we keep looking. And the thing of it is there's no inventory. The moderate inventory is gone immediately. So I would hope that it isn't even DVC, that they just build another moderate resort.
Yeah.
Because there needs to be more moderate rooms and more value rooms. There's enough deluxe. I never have a problem booking a deluxe room.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, it just goes to my point that I made several weeks ago, and I think you guys would agree with me. We have no idea how wildly popular food and wine is. I mean, it has made it so, and you know this, Doug. I mean, the fall used to be, once the kids went into school, the kids down south, when do you go back? In early August, John?
Yeah,
second week of August.
And then after Labor Day up here and in most other places in our country anyways, all the kids are back. You used to be able to, you could roll a bowling ball down Main Street and not hit anybody. And then we know those days are long, long, long gone. And I got to, you know, I believe that a lot of it has to do with the popularity of the Food and Wine Festival, that people really enjoy going to Disney World at this time of year now. And, you know, part of it is due to the, you know, the temperatures somewhat dropping off where it's not quite so hot, although I think John would somewhat disagree with me that it can be very hot in Florida even at, you know, this time of year and for the next month or so. But you tend to get some somewhat cooler days. And with the Food and Wine Festival, these hotels are just booked to capacity most of the time now. So it doesn't surprise me that you're having trouble. Not that there's no vacancies. I mean, I know that they only put so many packages together for, you know, user groups.
For us.
Well,
for
right.
Me.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I got to believe they're over 80, 90% booked.
Oh, absolutely.
Regular, you know, without any, you know, TA package or something like that. They're still booked to, you know, near, you know, capacity.
Because we even looked into, because I've even looked, because I'm not, I mean, I didn't look into Grand Floridian because I'm not staying there. And I'm not going to put that out. But I looked at the Contemporary. I looked at the Boardwalk. I looked at the Yacht and Beach Club are gone. And the Boardwalk are gone just because of Food and Wine. They're like, yeah. I mean, even Saratoga Springs, Dennis, don't have any availability for me.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's...
And that's a problem, too, because with TAs, they don't really give the... Like, the Boardwalk, it's the Boardwalk Inn. It's not the Boardwalk. They don't list it as a TA for any of the DVC rooms. I only get the hotel rooms, if you follow me.
Yep.
And it's the same thing. So, like, with Saratoga and Old Key West, they barely offer them anyway.
Right, right.
So, it's kind of like me. I mean, I looked at the Animal Kingdom, the Wilderness Lodge. Riverside, I do every day, just hoping one will break free. Dixie. or French Quarter. I can't get anything anywhere. It's
right.
Been ridiculous. And, I mean, Pop popped up one day.
Yeah.
And I talked to my I was talking to my boss, and he was telling me about these jobs. Literally, the Pop popped up, so I called him to see what's going on. And by the time I got on, I said, you know what, I'll just put it – I'll reserve it anyway, and I can always cancel it.
Yeah.
By the time I got back on, it was gone.
Wow.
Literally, I'm talking an hour, maybe an hour and 45 minutes, an hour and a half later.
Wow.
That's how I think they want to keep us out of there at that time.
I'm
serious.
No,
they don't need us TAs there. They want regular people there.
You're absolutely right. Why would they want to give you, you know, whatever your discount is, 30 or 40% discount when they
then
get somebody?
It's more than that.
Right.
That's why I mean, it's to the point where I can't justify doing it the other way.
Right.
It'd be like you having 1,000 points, both of you guys, and then paying for a room.
Right.
You couldn't do it.
you just, it makes no common sense. I
mean, exactly.
Even if you did something through David's, it still wouldn't. It still cost you more.
Oh, twice as much.
Yeah. So, yeah, I
and
see.
It's not. It's like I can't justify.
Right.
It's
right.
You know, when you see what it should be and what you could be.
Right.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's between that and the work. So I'm like juggling. But dude, it could be something as crazy as me and her just show up and you guys don't even know we're coming.
Yeah, if something pops at the last minute.
Exactly. That's so it's not. We can't go. We're right on the fence right now, and it has nothing to do with not being. It just has to do with timing.
Right.
And availability.
Yeah. So. But you said it right. I mean, you know, I say it all the time with food and wine. They do it, or they did it because they had to do it. They, you know, if they don't have to do it and they have people, you know, willing to pay full price or rack rate because of the food and wine or whatever, I mean, they're a business. They'd be silly not to do it that way. They want to make the maximum amount of money that they can. So it makes sense that they would, you know, limit the amount or, you know, cut back on the discounted rooms. I mean, it's, you know, it stinks for you, but I get it from their point of view.
I do too. Why do you want me there when you don't need me there?
They want you there at some other time when, you know, nobody's, not nobody, but, you know, when
like, I could go January, February, March, April, after New Year's Day.
Right.
I could book a trip from February till spring break any week I want for any time I want.
Exactly.
Like, you know, a week before.
Yep.
You know, that's how many rooms are available. But, like, anywhere around food and wine up till Christmas. It's like you get to, anytime you turn it on, it's a different reaction if you follow me.
Yep.
You don't know what you're going to get.
So. Well, hopefully something works to your advantage and something happens and you're able to do it, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're praying. We're trying, dude.
Stay
really,
tuned.
I want to be there, believe me, more than you know.
That would be awesome.
And with this, to finish it off, I do hope, the bottom line is I hope they build another moderate resort because I think that park desperately needs another themed moderate resort, big time. And I hope it's just not an extension to Caribbean Beach if they do it. I hope it's a whole different themed area.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see that. And let's think. What Art of Animation was that the last one that they built? New resort, I guess. Disney. I know that's considered a value, right?
Yeah, it's considered a value, and it was actually the buildings. Most of the buildings were already there from the
Pop.
From Pop. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's kind of like it was a retread new resort. So
right.
I went, and it is beautiful, and all the everybody I've booked trips for there with their families can't like it enough just because of having their own bathroom and bedroom separate from everybody else in the family suites.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the best parts of it. So it is a value when you can have two bathrooms with a family.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I know that suites are very popular, and I had thought they would continue building out that, you know, those type of rooms other
Maybe
places.
Maybe a moderate resort with suites.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like it would be popular because, you know booking trips. I mean, you know, when you start getting five people and, you know, even when the kids are small, the trundle beds or, you know, whatever you do, or you have a playpen or whatever, you know, those rooms are tight as it is, and it's a little cramped. So the studio allows you a little bit more room to stretch out and have a little bit more privacy, that's a good deal.
Absolutely. So hopefully there's something on the horizon because we know we need more to talk about of what they're building at Disney World.
Something on the horizon, and it's test balloons.
Yes, test balloons are the most popular balloons down there.
All right. Halloween decorations are up at the Magic Kingdom. So what is it, the 11th today, right? We're recording this, and it's full steam ahead with Halloween decorations. Fall has arrived at Walt Disney World, and the Magic Kingdom is dressed for Halloween. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is already underway, which you can learn about if you go to WDW website. And I've said this 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 more. I mean, for me, I think Halloween is the best that the Magic Kingdom looks all year long. Having never been at Christmas, I'm not giving it fair consideration, but I just love the rustic orange and you know, the flowers and all the pumpkins up on the ledges up and down Main Street, and seeing the corn stalks and hay bales.
And the corn stalks.
Yeah, at the Ticket and Transportation Center. I mean, all of those things just get you in the mood for fall, even if it still is technically summer.
No, fall is, you know, we've been down fall probably 10 trips, Dennis, and we absolutely love it. There's nothing like pulling up to the train station seeing them big pumpkins.
Yep.
And all the decorations, and it's just the candy shop, going in there and seeing the different things, the ghost candies, and it's just a really good time. And the weather's perfect at nights. Usually, it don't get too hot. I mean, it's hot during the day, but it does start to cool off a little bit at night. Don't you agree, John, down there at that time?
Yeah, and we got about another 2 or 3 weeks, but yeah, it's still pretty humid in the evenings now. But another 2 or 3 weeks, especially right around the end of September, the evenings and the night times will get a lot nicer. So,
What's your favorite time of year in the park, Sean?
Christmas. But next week, next Tuesday, there'll be plenty of pictures up on Twitter and on Facebook of all the decorations, because we're going to the Magic Kingdom Tuesday morning. So,
okay.
Now, is that the day before our Food and Wine opens, John? Or?
Yes.
No. Food and Wine will be open, so we're going to go to the Magic Kingdom in the morning, and then out there for Food and Wine in the afternoon and the evening. So.
Well, yeah, I thought you were going out the day before Food and Wine. My bad.
Well, I hope that. Go ahead, John.
No, it's a week from, I think Food and Wine starts this weekend, and we'll be out there Monday and Tuesday after the weekend, so we'll be set. So.
Nice. I'm looking
forward to hearing about that. You too, Dan?
Yeah, I'm hoping, I know you mentioned that Bob usually does his flash reports as he eats his way around World Showcase and puts up a picture and a little sentence or two about the dish and how he liked it, but hopefully John can do some of that. Maybe not do the write-up, but certainly give us some pictures of some of the food we're going to enjoy here in 42 days, not that I'm counting.
Oh, man, I'm looking for... Like I said, I hope I can get down there with you guys. I'd be looking forward to me and Danny, because our menus are so equal.
Right,
cool,
we could just
see.
Hold hands and walk from booth to booth. We know where
exactly,
we're going.
Buddy. We won't be arguing about any of our entrees, will we, Dan? Any of the food offerings.
Y'all could sit there and eat, and I'd have the lamb chop, and eating it like a friggin' barbarian right beside you. So.
Yes, we will be yelling at you too, John. But we will care. Me and Dennis will eat our Le Cellier filet, and you can have your lamb meatballs and all that junk.
Yummy, yummy.
John's going to send us up our festival guides, too, so we can underline our stuff and plan our assault on World Showcase.
Absolutely.
We're making you have work, John.
That's all part of the enjoyment.
No, we're looking forward to it. We can't wait. Next week, when's your exact check-in time next week or the following week?
Yeah, it's a week from tomorrow we'll be checking in. So I don't know. We waited so long for our room to be ready at the Polynesian last time. I'm going to go ahead and send my son to school that day, so we'll probably get out there about 4:30, so the room should be ready when we get there. So probably check in there, and then we're going to head off to Epcot for that afternoon and evening, and then the next day we'll go to the Magic Kingdom in the morning and Epcot in the afternoon and evening again. So
you doing the show next week or not?
Yeah. Sunday I'll do your new show with you with no problem, because we'll just be sitting around here getting stuff ready, and then Tuesday night, we can do a live recording from Epcot while I'm waiting for Illuminations, if you want. So.
Nice.
Sounds great.
I love it.
Yeah, we can't wait. We'll let you, if you get there at Illuminations, we'll have to have you on the entire Illuminations, John. That's all I'm saying.
That would be great. We don't care if John gets to enjoy Illuminations, as long as we can hear it.
Well, I just posted a nice fall pic from last year at Epcot of when I was there with the pumpkins on by the train station on our Twitter account, if you want to look at it. It's a handsome-looking guy, I just got to say.
Let's see. More geeky stuff here. New color scheme for the Magic Kingdom's Tomorrowland Rockwork. Shows you how dedicated us Disney fans are. We care about colors of rocks. The Magic Kingdom's Tomorrowland is continuing with its updated color scheme, this time at the entrance to the land. The left side of the land is now sporting the new look with shades of metallic purples. The latest paint job is part of an update taking place throughout the land with the People Mover and the Carousel of Progress recently refreshed with new looks. So, they look pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, I think
they shine.
Yeah, they stick out and you know, like they said, they look metallic. They got like a blue-gray hue to them, and they look awesome.
They kind of look a little like frozen rocks.
Oh, don't even say that.
If you look at the one picture, though, Dan, you look at the blue ones to the left, when it's looking right down that the bridge.
Yep.
The ones to the left, don't they look a little like the Frozen when she was in the her ice castle?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Oh, do you want to build a snowman? But no, I geek out so much. I bet you on my laptop, at least once a week, I have the TT playing sitting on the table when I'm getting ready or whatever. I'll play the TTA and have them driving through the whole Tomorrowland in the background. I watch it. Or I have it on the flat screen in the room while I'm working at the office or something. I just play that and I just listen to them go through the Epcot, the presentation, the model of Epcot.
Yep.
What it used to be, what it was going to be, and just, you know, hear Buzz Lightyear and then hear the little putt-putt of the cars. Tomorrowland is probably my happy place in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's awesome. A couple of my favorite attractions are there as well. So,
TTA and Splash Mountain, it don't get much better than that.
Nope. Have
Those
to agree.
Next up, Dan.
Yeah, so Splash Mountain is closing for a big closure in December. It's going to be closed for one day.
That'd be my luck. I'd be there that one day at the Magic Kingdom. God forbid you don't have a park hopper.
Right, right. The closure was planned for December 7th with the reopening to guests on December 8th. So plan accordingly. If your vacation dates fall within this date, you won't be able to get on it. So God only knows what they're doing.
Sad.
But what's up?
I said that would be very, very sad if you were there and that's the only day you can get to the Magic Kingdom. Because that's a must-do, man. I mean, that, the Haunted Mansion, Pirates, you got, and Carousel, to me, you got to do them. Even if it's a small world, you got to get that imprinted into your brain. But the Miss Splash Mountain is a very sad day, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my favorite attraction, but it truly is one of the iconic attractions at Walt Disney World. Let's face it. I mean, the music, the ambiance, you can see it from afar. Just everything about it. I mean, it's just one of those attractions that if you miss it on your trip, you feel empty in some way, that you didn't quite have the full Walt Disney World experience.
This is another one of them that on my phone, because I'll turn the YouTube video on. I don't watch it while I'm working. But I will play this. I'm geeked out. If the guys seen what I had on my phone half the time, they probably beat me up. Call me a sissy boy on the job site. They're all listening to Metallica and the Hard Rock Station, and Doug is listening to How Do You Do? A do 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 do. But yeah, I'll put the video on, and you can turn YouTube on and just play the ride and put the phone back on your holster, and I have the Bluetooth.
Right.
So I'll just listen to the whole ride. I'll hear it going, them screaming going down the hill. Then I hear them going through all the lands and Brer Fox and Brer, and it puts me in a good mood. Just gets me through the day. I burn more data just running video that I don't watch than probably anybody I know.
Hey,
it's good time.
Yeah, it's a good way to pass the day and the day at work and in between your trips to Walt Disney World. It's awesome to listen to those tunes and stuff. I love that right down the middle of Main Street, that whole thing when if you get there at Rope Drop in the morning, they have the cast members that come out in the little trolley car there, and
absolutely,
they get out with and do the little dance and that song right down the middle of Main Street. I love
bang
that.
Bang bang goes the trolley.
Yep,
exactly. Ring ring goes the rails.
I love
I'm
that.
Good man. I'm going on The Voice, man. Don't stop me now.
I stay and watch that every time. I can't help it. I don't care that everybody else is running by me to get to, you know, wherever they're going to get on their first attraction, and I thoroughly enjoy that. I stay there. And it's only a little 5-minute thing, and then I think they drive another 30 yards or something and then do it again, but I always enjoy that.
My wife cracks up. I do a little box step in front of her as I'm singing it. Bang, bang, bang goes the trolley. If you put a blood pressure cuff on me, it probably goes up double. I'm just so excited. And if that happens and then I walk into the candy store and then hop on the train, life is complete for that day.
Yep.
I mean, it don't get much better than that.
The only thing that makes it better is if you also have a conversation with the mayor at the same time. He's usually lurking around there, especially early in the morning, and he's fun to talk to. He'll tell you about some of the politics that are going on in the Main Street district, if you will, and he plays a great role.
He don't like me too much because he's always think I'm campaigning for his job.
Yeah. I'm going to take you out.
Yes, he don't. He shuns me away. He thinks I'm in the other party trying to steal his job. More park hoppers for all. He's not on that platform. So, but no, what's up next, Denny?
What do we got here? Pizza Rizzo, exterior nears completion at Disney's Hollywood Studios.
John's place.
Yeah.
We're calling John Rizzo the Rat.
Rizzo the Rat.
He's our troublemaker on the show, aren't you, John?
That's what I do.
Lots of new details have been added to the exterior of Pizza Rizzo at Disney's Hollywood Studios this past week, with the exterior looking close to completion. Most of the entrance area facade looks to be complete, with work now mostly concentrated on the new two-story patio that will offer extended seating.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was going to be a two-story building.
I might have to get an Elio's pizza just to sit up on that deck.
Yeah. over at the nearby restrooms, the Muppets theme has been extended with the inclusion of Gonzo's Royal Flush signage. Yeah. Taking over the space of the former Pizza Planet, Pizza Rizzo will continue to offer quick service pizza and drinks when it opens in fall of 2016, which is in a couple of weeks, right? The end of September, officially fall. Yeah. So, yeah, that's right around the corner. Although they're not being specific, based on these pictures, they look to be quite a bit down the road as far as the outside goes anyways.
Yeah, that really looks cool, though. Like, did you see the signs here? Gonzo's Royal Flush. It has pipes running outside the building. You see the old the ductwork coming out the building. It looks awesome. I mean, that's the Disney difference, and that's what we're talking about. Like, that's what I love roaming around property, just to see that. That's a ride to me. Just I could stand there and look at Gonzo's Royal Flush and the signage with the plumbing, the whole nine yards. I'm just as happy seeing that as I am getting on one of the rides, my opinion.
Do you notice that this is something that they've been working on lately, I guess, with the themed bathrooms all of a sudden? Because you go back to the Magic Kingdom and they have the Tangled restrooms now. So now over at Hollywood Studios, we'll have the Muppet restrooms. So it's kind of, they're extending their theming all the way into the bathrooms now. So
It's incredible. Now all you need is the toilets to go ribbit when you flush them.
Yeah. Let's see here.
But no, this looks good, though. But yeah, not to cut you off then.
Go ahead.
That new balcony up there, that is really awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be cool to sit up there.
Yeah, I mean, you'll kind of have an aerial view somewhat similar to what you have over at Columbia Harbor House on the second floor there, and over at Yak and Yeti. I can think of a couple other places. I know Disney Springs will have a bunch of those, but as far as in the theme park, it's nice to have a view from up that way that you can kind of look down on the people walking and getting a different vantage point of the park. That's going to be great.
Yeah, well, times of the year like February, December, like John's talking about, the end of October through like March, the nights are beautiful. I mean, some nights get frigid, but most nights are comfortable. How nice would it be? I mean, I'm perplexed on this one, though. I'm on both sides of the fence. I would love to drink a beer up there at night and just chill with a slice of pizza. How awesome would that be? But on the other side, I'm perplexed because I don't know, because it's Muppets with the whole kids theme. What do you guys say? Would you like to have a beer at Pizza Rizzo's? Don't answer both at once.
Well,
cut each other off.
Let's see. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese. I've been to Chuck E. Cheese and had some beers before. So yeah, my son's very accustomed to me drinking beer around him. So I don't think I was going to hurt anybody's feelings. So.
What do you think, Dan? Would you like to have a nice cold beer at Pizza Rizzo's?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I guess it's not the Magic Kingdom, so you got to kind of be okay with alcohol being served. And, you know, as long as you're not making a jerk out of yourself, I don't see a problem with that. That'd be cool.
Now, I would like to have a nice pizza, not with a sausage or pepperoni, honey. A little bit of onion and green pepper on it. I'm good, boy, or spinach with a nice cold beer. Nah, but what's up next, Denny?
Let's see. Haunted Mansion closing for refurbishment late November. How long is this one?
Hopefully not too long. I don't think it's that long.
Yeah, refurbishment is scheduled to begin on November 28th through December 1st. So, yeah, it's just a couple of days. Reopening the guests on December 2nd. Work is currently underway on an exterior refurbishment with the mansion behind a construction scrim, but currently operating as normal. So, yeah, just a short closure here. Nothing too crazy.
Probably just had to.
Unless it's your 3 days.
Probably just had to put some dust out. You know, so.
Yeah, some cobwebs.
They had to dirty it up.
Yeah,
some.
Exactly.
It probably got too clean. Well, that's what they said on one article that I read. They got to add dust to it all the time. They're constantly losing.
I would imagine, yeah.
That's funny.
It's the truth. They got to go in and reset it up on a lot of the different decorations or whatever you call it, the animation, the animatronics, and all that stuff. I guess when they move, stuff falls off. The wind, the air conditioner blows it away. Probably the ventilation system probably cleaned it somewhat. But no, it's a short one. But it would seem like really long if you're only there for four or five days and three of them is closed for you. Because that's a popular time of year, too, right after Thanksgiving. That's my favorite time of year, right after Thanksgiving. Last week in November, first week of December, we've done multiple trips there for the Christmas decorations. Because that's right, nobody's taking their kids out of school because it's right after Thanksgiving and before Christmas. So there's not a lot of vacation with family with kids. The problem is it seems like the parks every year seem fuller and fuller of adults without kids. Have you noticed that a lot, guys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And they as we know, they market different groups. I think, I don't know when the gay days are, but that's sometime June. That's June. I thought it was around that time of year. But, I mean, they have all these different, user groups that they target, and any of them are not necessarily, evolve around kids. I mean, they're adult oriented, or like we said, with all the seminars and stuff that they do down there. We talked about that, where they have the conference center over at Coronado Springs, and we had a story. They're adding conference room space. Where was it? Over at the was it over at Boardwalk, or I forget where it was, but one of the resorts there. It might have been Yacht Club. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But anyway, so to your point, you're right. They are trying to attract more adults down there. It's not just for families, although kids rather, but families, but also, adult users as well. As we always say, there's golfing and all kinds of other things to do down there. And it isn't just, Dumbo the Elephant for, kids that are 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years old. It's for people of all ages, whether you're a child or an elderly person. There's something for everyone to do down there.
Well, that's the point I was making. Like, me and Brenda we went down the first time 20 years, 97. That's 20 years ago almost. God. it seemed like we were going all the time. It seemed like we stood out a little bit because we didn't have kids with us. Like, everywhere you looked, it's all kids. And the more years we go, it seems to be, there's still a ton of kids around, but a lot of the off times of the year, I think a lot of adults have figured that out. There's a lot of times we're roaming around where it's all couples and older adults and groups of family. Older generations with their kids in their 20s with their families. It isn't all kids all the time roaming around like it used to be 20 years ago. More people were going. It's not as a, how can I put it? Years ago, it was more, adults didn't want to go. Now it's cool to go there as an adult.
Yeah, and what I was going to say, Doug, is look at Disney Springs. I mean, there are very few things down there that you would say were built like just for kids. I mean, there are some restaurants that are, would be more.
T-Rex.
Yeah. But if you look at, but look at some of the, all of the other shops and some of the, dining locations and some of the other amenities down there. I mean, they have nothing to do with kids and it's all built for adults. That's kind of an adult theme park down there, I think. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, think about our podcast and all the other Disney podcasts that are out there. I would say that probably 2 or 3% of the listeners are maybe kids and everybody else is an adult. So, really, honestly, believe Disney's become massively more popular with adults with or without kids in the last 15, 20 years than it ever has been. So,
absolutely, and I call us adult kids.
Yeah.
That's what we are, children at heart.
Absolutely.
Let's see, what's the next story we got here?
The Edison.
Yes, the Edison construction at Disney Springs. Basically, they're just showing the progress, and I know we mentioned this a couple of. Couple of weeks ago, but there's some sort of big tower structure out front that is going to be prominent in the facade of this location. Yeah, the construction of the Edison continues at Disney Springs in the Landing, with much of the structure now behind scaffolding.
It's 11 stories high.
That's going to be, you'll be able to see that from pretty much anywhere on property.
Yeah, I mean, if I count it off, it's either 10 or 11 stories high, Dan. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not massively wide. I mean, it's wide,
right,
but it's not like a contemporary or full tower, but it's probably, from the specs I'm looking at, about 35, 40 feet square around.
Yeah, it's substantial, that's for sure. Inspired by its sister location in Los Angeles and planned to open in the spring of 2017, the Edison will offer classic American food, cocktails, and live entertainment, including cabaret and music. Themed to the 1920s period Electric Company power plant and boasting 35-foot-high ceilings, the Edison will feature a number of distinct spaces: the Lab Performance Space, the Ember Parlor, Telegraph Lounge, the Patent Office, the Tesla Lounge, the Radio Room, and a waterfront patio. The Lab Performance Room will feature entertainment such as contortionists, palm readers, and DJs, and more. So that sounds pretty, that kind of sounds like that new bar that opened at the Boardwalk a little bit.
Kind of sounds like they're trying to build a massive version of the Adventurers Club. It's going to be the new Adventurers Club in Disney Springs. It's going to hold 10 times the amount of people.
Yeah, there you go. That would be all right by me. I mean, we kind of thought that might have been what that, the little bar that's open aside from the Flying Fish
Abracadabra,
and we didn't quite have that right. We didn't understand it right. That's a little bit more subdued than that, or the bar over at the Pauly. What's that one? I can never think of the name of it.
Trader Sam's.
Trader Sam's, thank you, John.
We had to help him out, John. Yeah. I answered one, you answered the other. I finished my wife's sentences, too. So.
But anyways, yeah, maybe this is going to be a little more substantial, like Doug was saying, and be more closely or similar to what the Adventurers Club was, with palm readers and contortionists and all kinds of stuff. I mean,
live DJs.
Yeah,
we'll have to have our dinner at the Radio Room.
Yeah, we can do a live broadcast from there, right?
Yeah, live from the Radio Room, the WDW Main Street Podcast. Join us now, Johnny. There you go. And you could be Ed McMahon, then. You got to do the clap and laugh.
Yeah.
Where you at? There you go. But no, I'm looking forward to this restaurant. That tower looks pretty. It's gonna be a nice view if you can get up there.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like the Eiffel Tower in Epcot. It'll just be all show and no
for show. Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of space to not have something in it. Dan.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be an observatory. The way they're looking at it, it looks like from the building of it, it looks like just a staircase going up.
Yeah.
With different landing areas. So maybe they'll just have, it might be a staircase going up, and it might be like different seating areas all the way around them.
Yeah, there you go. A chef's table up there or something. They can charge you like $1,000 to eat dinner up there.
They don't give them any ideas, but it looks like there's going to be observation decks all the way up. Hopefully it's they put little outside, like those little bistro tables or something where you can grab drinks and go up along the tower there. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
To look over the whole downtown or Disney Springs
area.
Yeah,
for those that are a little afraid to go up on the balloon there. Yeah,
balloon.
You'll be able to do this if you feel a little better about being on a structure that's tied into the ground, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see it done.
Well, it's getting close, that's for sure.
Traffic out of there, I mean, like the construction, all the traffic, where the road construction going on, get rid of all that. I just want the place open so they can do like John did, start charging us to park in the garage after all this.
And don't blame me for that suggestion.
Yes, I will.
I'm sure it never crossed their minds, right?
Exactly.
No.
Let's see what else we hear. Dates released for the Star Wars, a Galactic Spectacular, performances during October. Disney has updated the operating hours calendar for October 2016 to include performances of Star Wars: A Galactic Spectacular at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Since the show opened in June of 2016, the show is performed daily, but beginning in October, it is switching to four nights per week. Show times are typically at 7:45 or 8 p.m.
Why does this park always decide to cut its fireworks off? I mean, it's the only thing worth coming here anymore. anymore, and they're only going to have it four nights a week.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Same thing with Fantasmic. I mean, I don't get, like, you don't ever say, I mean, and I hope it never happens, but now we're only going to do Illuminations three times this week and Wishes.
Fight tongue.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I'm saying? It's, why do they keep stopping something that, I'm sure the Star Wars geeks go see this as many times as they can, right, Josh?
Yes, absolutely.
But you know what I'm getting at. It don't make any sense to me.
No, I don't either. As I always say, there's a reason. We just don't know it, but we can speculate.
I mean, the flamethrowers and the flame... I'm sorry, Dan, for cutting you off. I apologize. The flamethrowers and the lasers and everything over that Man Chinese Theater, makes it feel like one of those... Every time it goes off when this show starts... It makes you think it's one of those grand openings on one of the hottest movies coming out. Doesn't it, John?
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
You figure it's a movie premiere. And it's just awesome. And then the fireworks and the lasers over top of the Chinese Theater. The Chinese Theater looks... Don't it look so regal, John, with the fireworks going off around?
Yeah, it looks great, and it looks so much better since they removed that in the way. So, yeah, fantastic, and a fantastic venue to see fireworks. So, yeah, it's a little disappointing they're going to cut it back to four nights.
I mean,
I don't get it. Maybe it's for construction.
Yeah, could be. Maybe they need, overnight hours or more of them to get done all the stuff they need to do. That's actually a very good reason why. There's probably things that they can't do with guests in the park, and if they cut back on this a couple of nights, it gives the, they can work a longer shift to do what they need to do to get the park, moving toward where we all want it to be, which is done and all new and all the new stuff in it.
Yeah, because it's awesome. Like, stormtroopers are running across the front of the building, and, I mean, it the whole building's lit up, kind of like the castle is in Wishes. It's really awesome. I mean, you see the planes fighting. I know you know the names of them, the storm, all the different... What's the name of the planes?
The
in all
planes.
The spaceship. The spaceships.
The
I'm sorry, I'm not a geek.
Fighters.
Look at them laughing at me like planes. I look cool because I don't know what the names are, Dan. But you know what I'm saying? There's fighting going on in buildings and it's stormtroopers. It's really cool. It's really an awesome show. I think they hit a home run with
Doug, would you believe it was a dogfight from World War II or something?
funny.
I mean, I've never seen it. I will see it, though. I mean, it seems spectacular. And, I guess what...
You could feel the flames off the fire flames and all, too. Can't you, John?
Yeah, you can feel the heat and stuff. So
the flamethrower.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll definitely see it. I'll put it this way. I'll at least see it once anyways. I'll say that. I don't know if I'll see it multiple times, but I will go and see it live once and, experience it and determine whether I'd want to see that any given night or just head over to my old Illuminations instead.
Well, we love Illumination because it's our old girl and she's awesome. You don't want to, but I'll tell you what, they did hit a home run with that fireworks show. It really looks awesome.
Good to hear.
What's next?
Yeah, Mickey Not So Scary Halloween Party kicked off this past weekend, and along the full entertainment guide map, the rundown of all the character meet and greets. So over it, can you read this? Sorry,
Dennis. Yeah, Dennis has Hocus Pocus going on. Yeah, the meet and greet is going on. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party kicked off this past weekend, along with the full interpatient guide and maps. Here's the rundown. John, you have any interest in going to this?
No, we're going to try to catch Halloween from the resort, but we're out there for food and wine festival, so I'm not going to spend the money on tickets for this. We may be thinking about going to the Christmas party, though. So.
Okay, but over here at Adventureland, you're going to have Aladdin and Jasmine, Abu and Genie, Tarzan and Jane, Turk and Captain Jack Sparrow in Adventureland. Liberty Square, Jack and Sully, awesome, from The Nightmare Before Christmas. You like that movie, John?
Yeah, it's a little odd, but yeah.
It's creepy, isn't it? But it's good. But when I said Jack and Sully, I was thinking from Sully from The Monsters, Inc. At first,
Jack and Sally, right?
I messed that one up. But, no, The Nightmare on Elm Street is cool. It's just a little creepy for me. You like it, then?
Yeah, I mean, it's quirky, like you said. The Nightmare Before Christmas, not The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, I call it Nightmare. There you go. Fantasyland. Princess Aurora, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Ariel, Miranda, Princess Tiana, Bella, Belle, Gaston, Alice, Mad Hatter, Queen of Hearts, Twiddledee, Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore, Seven Dwarfs, Cruella de Vil, Donald Duck, Daisy Duck, Minnie Mouse, and Goofy. They just tell you who was.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a lot of characters. But I guess Fantasyland's place to go if you want to see characters.
Yeah, the only one not going to be there at Fantasyland is Mickey. Because he's going to be on Main Street USA. Mickey Mouse, Tinkerbell, and Snow White. And then Tomorrowland is Buzz Lightyear and Lotso. Dude, I have to go to Tomorrowland. Buzz Lightyear and Lotso? Lotso the bear?
Yeah, I don't think
I've seen... put one of him on the front of my pickup.
I don't think I've seen Lotso out there before, so that would be a good one to get. I wonder if he smells like strawberries.
I bet he does. Maybe rotten strawberries from being in the dump. But no, I would like to see Lotso. I could, when we did, if you remember, when we did our villains, I named him as one of the major villains. I thought he might be the nastiest villain of all time myself.
He was a devious one, wasn't he?
Yeah, picking on them toys, little kids. I mean, come on, Lotso. I think he was the worst. I think Cruella De Vil's a better person than Lotso was.
Well, I don't know. She wanted to kill, make a puppy coat. So that's pretty low.
But that's okay. Well, he wanted to kill all the animals. Both of them need to get in the car and drive away. So, I think that's about it for the news. Then you got anything?
No. It's kind of a light week for news down there.
If you go over to the Diz Park blog too, it gives you some of the different things going on too with the Mickey's Not So Scary Party. There's more pictures and there's some really cool things. It'll show you also what they're doing over at the Disneyland Resort too.
Yeah.
So. Look. I like the park blog. You get a lot of videos in the parks too, and it shows Mickey in his little Count Dracula outfit.
Yeah, that's always fun to see. Yeah, every year I look forward to that.
What were you going to say, Johnny?
I was just going to say, let me ask you guys for some advice, or maybe the listeners can help me out a little bit. So the second night we're going to be there, Monday night we're going to stay over and watch Illuminations, and then Tuesday night, I believe the Halloween party is going on at the Magic Kingdom, so we want to see Hallowishes without going to the party, and don't want to spend the money to get into the party for just to see the fireworks. And I'm pretty sure I can see it from the Grand Floridian, but will it be worth walking back over to the Polynesian for a better view, or will the Grand Floridian beach be okay to see it from?
What about the DVC place up in the Caribbean?
Yeah, you know what, you're right, I forgot completely about that. Maybe we should just go over to the Top of the World Lounge.
Yeah, and the benefit of that, John, obviously, is they're going to pipe the music in there. So, do they pipe it into the Pauly Beach, or is it just in the restaurant? They do it on the beach, too?
Yeah, when we saw Wishes from there, they had the music and everything. So, yeah. But I think it is the best idea. I think we'll go over to the lounge and watch it from there. So.
Yeah, the only thing with that, John, is I mean, it's a kind of smallish place, so there's only two or three large windows, but you know, you probably want to get there right when it opens, which I think, maybe not. You wouldn't want to be there at 6 o'clock. But my point is, if you don't get a table up near the window, although you can, kind of hover behind the tables, everybody kind of gets up and looks. But my point is, there's not as much viewing area up there that there would be at the Pauly Beach. So you'll have to choose wisely there as far as, I mean, you can never go wrong with the Pauly Beach. It's wide open and plenty of opportunity, and although you won't certainly be able to get as close to the water as you used to be able to get with the new fences up and stuff, but you should still get a good viewing area there.
Okay.
Oh, well, either one, I think you'll have a blast.
Yeah, so as far as you know, there isn't a really spot other than, I think they said Narcisse, if you're actually eating dinner, has a pretty good view of it, but at the Grand Floridian, I guess the view isn't as good as it is from the Pauly.
Yeah, because Narcosis goes out over
the
water there.
Yeah, so.
It's also a nice place to watch the water pageant, too. You get dinner during when you do the water pageant that goes through the resort.
Yeah, we usually get really lucky with that. We catch that almost every time we eat at Ohana. It happens to come by in the window while we're sitting there eating. So that works out well.
No, you're going to have a great time. We can't wait to correspond with you and listen to the entire length of the Illumination.
Yeah, if you want to.
Well, I don't think we'd argue with you, Dan, especially if he puts it on video for us. We'd be totally jamming in.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So you check in next Sunday, John?
No, Monday. Monday.
Monday?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're home all day Sunday. We'll be out of geek out with you before you leave.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be a good show, especially when you're there. I can't wait to hear Illuminations, a little bit of it. That'll be a great time. It's just us staying up that late.
Yeah, no kidding. It would be, but it might be worth it.
You know, Yeah, it might be. What do you think, Dan?
We'll stay up and we'll suffer through it.
So, but that's going to be it for this week, guys. Got anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good.
Any more information you need out of us, John?
No, I think so. I appreciate the advice there, fellas.
Well, go enjoy it. We'll be jealous, believe me. We'll be very, very jealous. You're up on top of the world lounge while we're sitting at home. So, but that's going to be it, guys. If you could, please go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. You can check Dennis out at Beer, John out at Beer Solo, Dennis out at Oak Manor, me at Grumpy C767. You can find us all at WDW Main Street. And please follow and check out all of our sponsors. They're a bunch of good guys. So if you need an Elite Vacation Home, you need a scooter, or David's Vacation Club Rentals, check them out, guys. And we will talk to you real soon.
Ooh. America, spread your golden wings, sail on freedom's wind, cross the sky. Great bird, with your golden dreams, flying high. Flying high, oh, oh, restless one in a world of change, keeping dreams aloft in the rain, spirit free.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day with this faith.
40 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. Four forward, drift into the right a little. Contact light, okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility base here, the Eagle has landed.
That's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. The show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.